Welcome, and thank you for joining today's podcast focusing on Dynamics 365 for professional services firms. This podcast has been brought to you by SBS Group, a Microsoft Master VAR and publisher of Axio Professional Services for Dynamics 365. To learn more about SBS Group or to access other podcasts, visit www.sbsgroupusa.com. Over the next 30 minutes, our experts from SBS Group and Microsoft will explore Microsoft Dynamics 365 and Axio for professional services firms to understand why they are making such an impact in this sector. Our expert panel will include Ted Kempf, Director of Service Industries at Microsoft. Prior to joining Microsoft, Ted held senior industry leadership positions with Dell Tech, Oracle, and PeopleSoft. He also spent 5 years as Principal Analyst for Gartner. We'll also be speaking with Robbie Morrison, Vice President of Enterprise Solutions for SBS Group. Robbie is a well-recognized leader in the Microsoft community, having both owned and held leadership positions with some of the most successful Dynamics consultancies in the U.S. market. Hey, so welcome, Ted and Robbie. It's good to have you back. Thanks for spending some time with us today. As you guys know, there's been a lot of excitement around Dynamics 365 since the announcement earlier this year, and certainly since the product released in early November. So today we wanted to get you guys together and talk a little bit about the opportunity for Dynamics 365, but specifically for professional services organizations. Okay? So, hey, Ted, let's start with you. You're the Microsoft guy on the call. Can you just tell us a little bit about Dynamics 365?
Absolutely. And thanks for having me today. Dynamics 365, for those of us who have been in this market for years, myself, 17, looking at CRM solutions and then ERP solutions, it really is the holy grail, if you will, of what we've been trying to achieve. And what I mean by that is when you talk to companies and you ask them questions about their business, they don't oftentimes limit themselves to a business process that starts in CRM but extends into what would be considered operations or administrative ERP. A lot of times these business processes cut across the organization. What Dynamics 365 is effectively doing is taking those constructs of CRM and ERP and breaking down the walls and saying, we live in a business process workload type of environment. And you know, no matter if you're doing sales, well, if you're doing sales, you have an opportunity that comes in the door. You probably want to see if you worked with that company in the past. What kind of projects have you done with them? What kind of day sales outstanding do you have with that customer? You want to have access to that financial data that you typically wouldn't get if you're just looking at a Salesforce automation tool in the context of CRM. So we're wiping all of that away, and we're introducing a suite of modules that effectively complete the industry-specific workloads of a professional services firm. So it has core CRM, which would be, you know, your Salesforce automation, marketing, and service, right, call centers. But it also has a PSA component, or project service automation. It has a component for field service, because a lot of times firms in this industry have to go out there and do break, fix, or preventive maintenance type of work. But it also includes all the operational workloads that you would expect to see within a solution in terms of complex project management, resource scheduling, financial or project accounting, financial management, human capital management. And then what's also really cool about this is that it doesn't stop there. It looks at these business processes and says, what productivity products make sense to integrate out of the box with these various workloads? And by productivity, I mean Office 365. So where does it make sense to have bidirectional integration with Microsoft Excel or Microsoft Project or SharePoint or Outlook and Office groups or team sites, right? Mm-hmm. And when you stitch that all together, you're really looking at something that heretofore the market hasn't seen,
right?
It's combining these core business processes with business productivity applications, you know, instant messaging, voice over IP, and then also including in the same solution, this whole concept of business intelligence and Power BI. So you have all those reports and dashboards that someone, you know, can look at depending upon the role that they occupy in your organization, a practice manager, a managing partner, a project manager, you know, controller, CFO. You get the idea, Bill. So
for sure.
We're excited about it because, as I said, you know, it's where we have always aspired to be with business applications. We're doing it here at Microsoft.
Yeah, it is amazing. You know, every day you pick a newspaper, even, or you look online and you read your media, and you hear about digital transformation. Companies are going through a digital transformation, and this really seems to be exactly that.
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, digital transformation in the context of Microsoft, you know, really involves a couple legs of a stool. Mm-hmm. It's all about how can we help companies making the applications more user-friendly. So a huge focus on the UI, on the experience, Bill, so that as you're going from your mobile phone to your laptop to your desktop, that user interface comes with you. It's not chunky and it's not broken up. We're getting into things now like artificial intelligence, so you can literally just talk to your system and have it respond and you know, do things on your behalf. We've got that already as part of our business intelligence. The other component, which is something that I really just focused on before, which is integrating the productivity suite of Office 365 into those workloads within the organization in context, right?
Wow.
Where it makes sense to have those. And then, of course, the cloud. The cloud is so important because everybody's looking at that and the advantages that the cloud brings to an organization, not just in terms of maintaining the software, but all the storage capabilities and how it can unlock things like machine learning so that you can actually do this really sophisticated crunching of the data to gain even additional insights. So, yeah, to us, all those things together mean digital transformation for a company, and from an applications perspective, we're looking at it squarely through the lens of Dynamics 365.
Wow. Hey, Robbie, let me ask you. Ted just laid out just a ton of things that I think sound like they were written for professional services companies. What's your take on that? Is the professional services sector, are they taken to Dynamics 365?
Absolutely. We're seeing a lot of interest and a lot of uptick in the purchases of Dynamics 365 operations and CRM, both from the extension of field service in the Dynamics 365 suite to the strong Dynamics 365 operations field professional service solution. There's a lot of interest, a lot of opportunities coming across my desk that we're seeing in this space. It's really interesting. Some of the things that Ted mentioned is exactly what I'm seeing. If you think about the breaking down of the walls between the sales and the operations and the traditional CRM application to the traditional accounting ERP solution, when you really break that down and say we're going to provide to you the best of breed solution for your business processes, I think anybody would get excited about that. But the efficiencies that gives the professional services company is just amazing.
Wow. Well, I tell you what. Actually, before I go to that question, Ted, are you seeing this everywhere else? I mean, Robbie's obviously seeing an acceptance, with SBS Group. Are you seeing this throughout the country?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Again, this is where companies have wanted to go because we as an industry have built walls up, you know, over time, you know, said, oh, you know, we're just focusing on, you know, financial management, or we're just focusing on human capital management, or we're just focusing on Salesforce automation or opportunity management. And we've always known that these business processes existed and that they cut across the organization. Now that we've introduced this and really taken a big step forward in the evolution of where enterprise applications are going, we see a lot of companies raising their hands. But I want to make one other point, Bill, if I may, which is we are preserving the reality with these solutions that companies still may not want everything from a single vendor, a single supplier. of software. And what I mean by that is sometimes companies have custom built a piece of functionality within their organization, or they say, well, we really like what you have here, but man, we really believe we're unique, so we need an application suite that is also a development platform that we can build some additional functionality into the application to meet our needs. And we've always had that philosophy with our enterprise applications, and we continue that philosophy with things like Power Apps and Flow and what we call a common data model, which really what that is, it's the underlying platform that allows companies to integrate with third-party applications. And so integrate those third-party applications into the same business processes that we're talking about, or build their own. You know, go ahead and build something else in addition to what you see here if that's what it is, if that's what you require. And we're not locking it down. So sometimes we say we don't want to commit the sins of the past. We don't want companies to feel like they're locked in. We always want companies to feel like they have options with our solution portfolio.
And we should also mention that, in, you know, the extension of the solution through things like Power Apps and Microsoft's Flow, it all comes with the Dynamics 365 solution stack. Many of those integrations are now able to be done by the power user. Not, you don't require the same development technology or development skill sets that you needed in the past. With the Dynamics 365, we're really extended the ability to integrate and build solutions and point solutions to those power users. It's really powerful. And then not only do those power users able to extend the solution, but we still give the advanced development tools through Visual Studio and Visual Studio Online to the developers to be able to build world-class applications inside of the framework of Dynamics 365. It's really powerful.
Wow. Hey, that's a lot of stuff, and I've seen the lists of things that are included with Dynamics 365. You mentioned Power Apps and Flow, and obviously Office 365, and I've seen Cortana Intelligence, Power BI, and the list goes on. I'm curious, does this whole integrated web of stuff, does that make it more interesting to a growing professional services firm, or does it scare them away? Do they say that's too much? How do they react, Robbie, when you're talking with these folks?
Now I come from a technology background, so of course it excites me. But I talk to CFOs, and I talk to CIOs, and they're all excited about the possibilities. When you think about all the list of things that you just rolled off, and some of the Azure Internet of Things, and you know, that's all a lot of industry terminology and industry things going on, but what we've done with Dynamics 365 is really make that easy. You know, Power Apps can be done by what you see is what you get development interface. So you just drag and drop different elements and say, I want these fields to show up in my Power App. And then all of a sudden you have a new application that can be consumed through a web browser or on your mobile phone. And all very easy. So although it sounds like a lot of things, all of the things are worked together. And through that common data model that we talked about before, all these apps just work on top of a platform that means the data you're trying to use inside of a Power App could be coming from what would have been called CRM, now Dynamics 365 Sales, or what's coming from Dynamics 365 Operations. All interacting and being displayed in Power Apps and then saved into the correct places so that they can be utilized by the back-end systems. It's a lot of excitement, a lot of potential for the market, you know, not only for the professional services, but for most of the industries, I believe, that are traditionally looking into ERP systems have a reason to be excited.
Wow.
Yeah, and Bill, could I just chime in there for one point here? Building on, you know, what Rob was talking about in terms of the excitement, I think what gets people excited too is that it's not an all or nothing as well. You can buy the individual modules within Dynamics 365 to meet your needs. So if today you need Salesforce automation and, let's say, operations for project management, project accounting, you know, financials, what have you, you can just buy those too, right?
Right.
But preserve, if you will, the option of adding additional modules over time. So if you want to do a phased deployment, or if you find that, yeah, you know, we're not ready to replace our field service application at this point in time, but in a couple of years, we have that on our list of things we want to look at, you actually could then say, well, we've already got this infrastructure here. It all is tied in and integrated together. So now we could go ahead and add that additional module, you know, from the same suite and still get all the benefits of integration with Office 365 and the analytics that come with it. So that gets people excited too, because again, going back to that theme of options, it gives them options in terms of what is right for their business at any point in time.
That's great. So guys, services firms, you know, obviously they have a lot of billable employees and they're all working remotely and traveling and they're at customer locations. So does Dynamics 365 provide advantages in mobility? Robbie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I talked about the Power Apps and the ability to build mobile applications very easily. You can download from the app stores the Power Apps framework and then be able to publish your apps directly to it. But also the Dynamics 365 client's fully HTML. So any web browser is supported. You can get to any of the functionality. There's no longer do you need to install a client machine on the a client to your Windows machine to be able to run or run through a remote desktop. Everything's just through a browser. So as easy as browsing Bing or Google, you can browse to the Dynamics 365 application.
Oh, that's great. Ted, was that part of the design that you know of? I mean, was that a purposeful movement?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you cannot – it's almost, I guess I was going to say table stakes, Bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to have mobility. And the professional service industry, just given the nature of the business – is mobile. There's no question about it. I would argue it's probably one of the most mobile centric industries out there, but we don't have a lock on that. There's mobility is required in multiple industries. So no, it is a core part of our solution, and it touches that usability part of the strategy for digital transformation as well as the cloud. So no, it's absolutely a very conscious effort.
Wow. Well, guys, we talked a lot today about the platform, how it can be expanded, extended, changed for a specific company. So from what I understand, Microsoft has created AppSource, which is a place for companies to share things that they've done to improve the platform. Ted, can you tell us about AppSource, exactly what that is?
I will. But first I'd like to just preface it by saying a little bit about Microsoft's go-to-market strategy, because I think it's applicable to AppSource.
Okay.
So Microsoft has it built into its DNA to go to market with partners. And we look to these partners to extend our business applications, Dynamics 365, to add industry-specific functionality into the applications to meet specific needs depending on the type of company that you are. You're a law firm, you're a general contractor, you're an advertising agency, what have you. So you can almost think of it as though Microsoft is building 80 to 90% of the solution, mm-hmm. and then we look to our partners to extend that last mile of the product. Mm-hmm. And we believe there are distinct advantages for a customer when we do this, right? They're getting, effectively, two R&D environments, and they're getting applications from our partners that are built into the open platform that we call Dynamics 365. So they're using the same code that we use to build our products. So it's, and I just want to make sure that we understand that as opposed to this integration concept that people have grown up with. Now, what is AppSource? Well, AppSource is this new store, if you will, or a catalog where companies, customers can go and review new solutions that our partners have put into the cloud, into our Azure cloud. We call our cloud Azure, public cloud. So you could go there and browse, and you could say, well, you know, we have a distinct need, and I'm sure Robbie will probably pick up on this because we talk a lot about it in terms of revenue recognition and subscription-based billing. as a workload that a lot of companies in the marketplace are struggling with. But let's just say hypothetically that your organization is struggling with this particular issue. And it's a very serious issue for a lot of companies out there. They could go to the app source and they could research it. They could see, well, what applications are out there that are on this store and that have been vetted, curated, if you will, by Microsoft to make sure that it is actually working as it's advertised. Mm-hmm. And so we go through a stringent review process of these applications, and then we get them up there. And then an individual can go there and say, well, I'm very interested in this, right? So then they can click on it, and they could actually initiate a communication from the app source store directly to the partner who has built that solution. Okay. And then the partner can get in contact with this individual and help them out to better understand what the solution is all about.
Wow. So Microsoft isn't just brokering the sale of third-party solutions here. They're literally looking at the code. They're making sure that it does what it says and this kind of thing. And so it's kind of like they've got your back, right, as a customer.
So to speak, yes.
That's great. That's great. So, hey, Robbie, he's talking about partners publishing things in AppSource. You know any good partners that have published something in AppSource?
Well, I just happen to. SBS Group, we published a solution we call Axio. Axio is our brand for our published and templated solutions. We have Axio for professional services and Axio for core financials, which are both on the app source. They've been fully curated by Microsoft, which means we went through that rigorous process of having our code reviewed, our assets validated. And when we talk about that, and it lists in the ProServe, it means that all the functionality we added around contract management, subscription billing, revenue recognition, project accounting, our implementation methodology, our training materials, and our data import templates have all been vetted by the Microsoft development team to make sure that they meet the standards and are worthy of being published on the AppSource marketplace.
Wow.
We also have our new solution in the Axio for Core Financials, which includes a lot of those same assets, minus the intellectual property that we have for project accounting-based businesses.
Okay.
Yeah, and Bill, if I could just add,
yeah.
I think one thing I just wanted to maybe emphasize is that we want our partners to have their solutions in AppSource. And so should the product not meet the standards that are set out, we provide the coaching back to the partners.
Absolutely.
To help them out, right? We're not just going to say, you're done. We very much feel that this is the way in which companies are going to be doing research and looking for solutions. And so it is very much a priority for us to make sure that we are helping our partners by going through this process and getting their solutions vetted and up there in AppSource.
Okay.
Absolutely. The development team and the team of people that have been assigned by the Microsoft Corporation to help with publishing on the AppSource have been great. So I don't want to gloss over the hand-holding that we went through in the early days and being able to get our solution published. It's just been awesome by the Microsoft team.
Well, listen, just to make sure we completely get the commercial in here, SBS Group has published, I believe you said, two apps in AppSource, one of which is Core Financials. And my understanding is that helps a company kind of get up and rolling on the multis. Can you explain that? I've heard about the multis. What does that mean?
Yeah, sure. So absolutely that's what it's designed for, is to get up and running on the core financial aspects of Dynamics 365 for operations for companies that are either multi-entity, that means multiple different financial and legal entities, or they're multinational, or they have a combination of that multi-entity, multinational aspects of their business. That's really where Axio for Core Financials is excels.
Okay. So that's about time to value, right? It's about getting up there and getting things the way you need it, getting that ROI more quickly.
Absolutely, okay. And I really appreciate the question to help me get my my wording out there. It does. Both of the Axio solutions do, and the other Axio solutions we'll be publishing do, is help to implement the solution in a more rapid fashion. So rapid time to value is the phrase we like to use. You think of a traditional implementation on the finance side taking around 6 months. We believe we can do for most companies that are able to implement just the financial aspects in as little as 12 weeks, start to finish, fully trained, data migrated and up and running, and a very rapid solution for the professional service industry as well.
Okay. All right. So we've got the core financials piece, we've got professional services piece, and that's all the things you spoke about, right? That's contract management and recurring revenue and things like that. Well, that's great. So there's two, and as you said, Ted, there's many partners, there's many solutions published out there. So people who own Dynamics 365 or subscribe to it, I guess, they can just kind of go out there and run through it as easy as you would apps on your phone. Is that right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. That's the idea.
Okay. Well, guys, listen, we've had a good call today. I got a couple questions for you before we wrap up. But we're talking about Microsoft taking all of these powerful tools, really the bulk of the Microsoft app platform, bundling them together, integrating them together with a common data platform, and releasing as Dynamics 365, right? And so are you seeing other companies that have maybe they've already jumped to the cloud with a NetSuite or a Salesforce.com or some of these other tools? Are you seeing them, you know, kind of migrating back towards Microsoft as a result of Dynamics 365?
I'll take that. I mean, I'm sure Ted can too, but I'm absolutely seeing a lot of the people that were in the, you know, didn't have good implementations with maybe some of the people that you've mentioned, or their monthly, yearly contracts have come up for renewal and the cost is maybe increasing. They're coming back to Microsoft and looking, and then we're seeing some of the customers just not having the functionality and the features that they expected to have in those other solutions, who are coming back over and showing a lot of interest in Dynamics 365.
That's good news.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing, but from a different lens perhaps, in that when you look at it, Bill, you're hard-pressed to say, okay, down the line, do these other competitive applications bring to market the same level of functionality? I'll just kind of use that kind of a neutral term. Depending on the different type of solution set you're looking at. So what I mean by that is they may have Salesforce automation, but do they have it tied into operations? Or they may offer field service as a solution, but do they offer it tied in with Office 365 or another productivity suite that can match the power that Office 365 has? Or do they have, you know, a financial or project accounting suite that has really powerful analytics baked into it? You know, and those things are getting people's attention, because it's really not a either or, it's an and type of analysis, and people are saying, wow, you know, at a minimum, let's take a look at this and see, because we might be able to get everything together, integrated to meet our needs out of the box, and save a lot of money, quite frankly, in doing so.
Right. Yeah, I think it's hard to beat. I can't imagine any other company, or to be honest, collection of companies that can bring to bear all of the things I'm seeing in the Dynamics 365 platform. So, hey guys, this webcast was pointed at professional services firms in regards to Dynamics 365. So we rounded up two of the smartest ProServe people we knew. Curious if you guys each have some advice. So if I'm a professional services firm and I'm considering a change, whether that's, you know, CRM system type change, ERP, whatever it might be, what's my advice?
Do I go first, Robbie?
So my advice to a professional services firm would be pretty self-serving, but I'd just like to ask that they take a look at Axio for professional services. Go out to the Microsoft App Store, look at the content there, request a demo, request a trial of the solution, and let us meet with you, talk to you about the solution, talk to you about what we offer for professional services companies and our experience, and just see if the if what we have is what your business needs.
Great.
Yeah, great. And my advice is get industry specific. Very much ask the providers to show you the solutions in the context of your business, okay? Get very specific in terms of what you want and make sure you're asking that. And I also would encourage you to not just focus on the business applications at hand, meaning are you looking for, you know, practice development workloads? Are you looking for, you know, more operational workloads for your business? But look at everything in totality that software company is bringing to bear. And I've you know, hinted at this earlier. What are they offering you in terms of productivity suites to manage your work and collaborate, share documents? Because that's very much a reality in many professional service firms, the knowledge management aspect. But then it goes beyond that. You know, are there other solutions? If you happen to be more in the engineering world or design world, well, do they have something that could benefit your organization, like, say, HoloLens or an IoT offering that could tie into your business? A lot of times people restrict themselves to just the application at hand and don't necessarily look at what else is out there that they could take advantage of, if not now, definitely in the future, because of the decision that they're making today. So
right.
That's what I would suggest.
Hey, man, I saw a demonstration of HoloLens recently. Any solution that you can package with HoloLens, I'm going to buy that. That is great. Hey, guys, thank you. Thank you for being here today and having the conversation. To anyone listening, thank you for attending today. This is going to conclude our podcast discussion of Dynamics 365 for professional services firms. And one more time, thank you, Ted. Thank you, Robbie, for sharing your expertise and your time.
You're very welcome.
All right.
To learn more about SBS Group or to access other podcasts, visit www.sbsgroupusa.com.